I am the Cody Hill.
And I'm Alex Johnston.
And this is the very first Brewcast on Colorado Radio by 421 Nights Media Production.
And we are here tonight at the Odyssey Brewworks Brewery and Tap Room
in Arvada, Colorado.
Yes.
It's right off of I-70 in Sheridan and tucked in a little back corner. The address is, I believe, 5535 West 56th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. You can find them on the interweb at odysseybrewworks.com. Yeah, they're also on Facebook at www.facebook.com/odysseybrewworks or Bearworks. The internet is odysseybearworks.com, not Brewworks. Sorry, folks. Reading that a little wrong. It's Odyssey Bearworks is the internet at www.odysseybearworks.com. Facebook is facebook.com/odysseybearworks. You can also hit them up on Twitter at twitter.com/odysseybearworks. See a pattern going here. Odyssey Bearworks. And they're on Yelp, Untapped, LinkedIn, or you can join their email list. And I'm sure you can find that all on their website.
Absolutely.
Which I checked out earlier this week. They've got a lot of cool things.
And just an example, just to let everybody kind of fill everybody in, what we're doing here with the Brewcast is we go week to week every Wednesday around this time. You can find us at some sort of brewery somewhere in the state of Colorado, figuring out what they do in their brewery so special that sets them apart from everyone else and their great beers. We got a smorgasbord of beers in front of us right now.
Yes.
Samples, and we're about to dig in, and we're very excited. We got Casey here producing, helping out always, part of the Brewcast.
Making us sound good.
You know he'll have his input on these beers as well.
Oh, I know.
I know you two are more beer connoisseurs than myself. I'm sure you'll have a little bit better input than I will. And I can't wait to learn more about beer from you guys and everybody else for the weeks in. With this production for 421 Nights Media.
Yes. Now, they've got quite a few beers to select from. Right now on tap, they've got Palm Tree Caribbean Lager, a lager, and then Heliocentric Hefeweizen. And I think right now you are trying the Mostly Harmless. I don't know what
Mostly
that is.
Harmless. Mostly Harmless. It's Mostly Harmless. It's actually very
good.
Very tardy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I think that's their Mostly Harmless, just a signature ale.
Now, the one I'm most wanting to try is the Psycho Penguin.
Yes.
I'm
the Vanilla Porter.
The Vanilla Porter.
Right,
it's
here.
A Vanilla Porter. I can't. Oh, hey, check that out, guys. It's right there. Vanilla Porter. How do you like that?
Mostly Harmless.
Mostly harmless.
Nice and smooth. It's easy to drink.
Okay.
A good summer beer.
Now, remember, all the beers that we are drinking are brewed here at Odyssey Brewworks. Again, everything that we try is made especially by them. Coming up here soon, we'll talk to Joe, the Brewer Savage.
You get the Brewer
Savage. Yeah, the Brewer Savage here. He is their master brewer. Mm-hmm. He's going to give us some insight on what got him into the business, why he's here at Odyssey especially.
What goes into making a seasonal for you.
Absolutely.
A seasonal brew, those are always popular.
And then we'll also go through which of these beers that we're trying are seasonal and which are just year-round. And which they have a whole list of them. Also, keep in mind, they have multiple things going on. Monday, they have beer bingo where you can win free beer. Mm. Who doesn't want free beer? You can get beer by the gallon.
And who doesn't love beer bingo, man?
You can also come and help them jar and can beer.
Yes, sign up for their canning list.
Which is, I'm sure you don't get paid to do it, but
They give you free beer.
You get free beer.
Hey, yeah. And there's music. There's live music, and it's an event they have every year.
Isn't that getting paid?
We'll get more info about that later. But that's one thing they offer. You can sign up for that on their website. Again, that's www.odysseybeerworks.com. Not Brewworks, Beerworks, folks.
I'm over here sniffing beers. I know all you people that are going to be listening to this podcast are going to be.
I'm going to help myself on the side.
But we tried the Mostly Harmless right now.
Lager.
And it's very smooth, very sweet. It's got a light sweetness to it.
Mm. The Vanilla Porter's definitely got a sweetness to it.
As it should.
It's not a very strong vanilla pound to it. Go ahead and give that a shot. Try that. What do you think about that?
I like that porter.
It goes down really smooth.
It's got that coffee taste you're looking for. It's not an overpowering coffee taste.
Yes.
But it's still there.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Coffee. Okay. So I'm about to try the lager that Casey just tried. Now, me being not so much into beer, you would call me a beer wuss. I like my Coors Originals, whatnot. Now, granted, I'm not a big fan of Bud Light. I think it tastes like water. We all know Bud Light's not the greatest. But if it's there, we'll drink it, right?
Sure.
All
but
right.
This is a lager, which is
this
going
is
to be the most similar
Bud
to...
Bud Light, yeah. Though. This is a completely different... I mean, I'm probably going to have the
it
kind of
It should have more flavor
yes,
than water.
Absolutely.
And I'm pretty sure it does.
Oh, I like that.
That vanilla porter.
It's not strong at all. It's smooth.
It's a very smooth, yeah. What do you think about the vanilla?
Not really too much on vanilla porters.
No, not a porter fan? Not really. Okay.
I mean, it depends.
I thought I was kind of worried about trying that. That's the one I wanted to try, the vanilla porter, and I liked that. I did like that. So I'm going to put that aside for one of my favorites.
As far as this lager goes, it's an everyday drinking beer.
Exactly.
I could drink this anytime.
I like that. If
I go into a place and I don't know what I'm going to get, it's usually a lager. And that's at any brewery I go to.
And then most of the beers we do have in front of us are beers that we're going to try when we're going out with our buddies saying, oh, let me get a different taste in my mouth this time. A different kind of buzz in my mouth, you know?
And this one, I think this is their Palm Tree Caribbean lager.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be a homage to the islands. And it's got a florist.
I liked it.
It's good. I've liked it too.
I'm guessing you would expect me to like it.
Yeah. It's mostly similar to what you drink, but it's nice and light, nice and smooth.
Okay, another one I want to try is the pale. It kind of reminds me.
The Ghost Drifter. That's the one I'm most favorite.
It almost looks like a Blue Moon type beer. Mm-hmm. So
it's a cloudy beer.
Yeah.
Pale ale. It's going to be kind of hoppy.
And it smells very orangey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Very hoppy. Mm-hmm. But I actually really like that.
And this is the Ghost Drifter Pale Ale. The ABV is 5.8% and the IBUs are 36. So it's going to be hoppy, but it's not going to be overpowering hops.
Yeah, it's definitely hoppy, but it doesn't take the punch out. Like, it's not too nasty. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give you that sour, that face that I'm thinking of.
Ooh. It's nice and sweet. It's got a good upfront taste of sweetness to me.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
And then I get the hoppiness at the end when I'm breathing. When I exhale.
Now, we are at the Odyssey Brewworks Brewery and Tap Room. You can come down here any day, every day after 3 p.m. That's when they open. They have multiple events going on all the time. They are loud all the way till 12 a.m. That's a fun group of people. Now, Odyssey, they got started actually not too long ago. And they
2011.
Were, 2011 they were established. A couple guys, let's call them Steve and Joe is like how they like to say it.
Or their nicknames Tree and Chill.
Tree and Chill. They for years, through the 90s, pondered brewing. They brewed their own beers in their garage every now and then.
And it wasn't as big then.
And that's when it was one of those kind of cliches, like, oh, you brew beer, whatever. And then it started getting real popular, and they still went on with their everyday lives. One became an engineer, which obviously helps big time here. And one became a marketing salesman. Mm-hmm. And they were all together with their wives and girlfriends one day sitting around a table and said, let's do this. Here you have Odyssey Beer Works and Brewery. And this place is actually really cool to be in. Everywhere you look, they just have bags of hops all around everywhere.
They get them from all over, some from Germany.
They just hang up their bags of hops. They got pallets full of beer everywhere. And the actual brewery itself looks amazing.
Yes.
It's very awesome to be here, just like in every other brewery.
And we got Joe Savage coming to join us right
Joe,
now.
Joe, the brewmaster Savage, has joined us over here. Joe, how's it going?
It's going good.
What do you do here?
I'm the head brewer at Odyssey Beer Works.
You're the head brewer. And how did you get started here?
I started here about 5 months ago.
Nice.
So I got connected to this company through a job board.
Okay.
I was looking to relocate to Colorado from Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
And when I came out to interview, Odyssey just seemed like the right fit. It's a company that's really committed to its employees and definitely, you know, making awesome beer and having a good time while doing it.
Yes, I'm very familiar with the fun parties over here and the loud noises and everybody having fun and employees and
the beer bingo too.
Interacting with yeah. the customers and all that stuff. What got you into brewing?
So actually a friend just visited me from Virginia who was the first person that got me into craft beer. And it was an old Rasputin from North Coast. If you ever had it, it's one of the best imperial stouts that's made in this country. And it just blew my mind. It was like, I couldn't imagine that beer could taste like that because all I was drinking was Coors Lights and Killian's.
That one's hard
brand.
To find. I have had that. It was very good old Rasputin. It's, if you go around, you can go mention that name and people will know that. It's yeah. it's well known.
It's definitely an elite beer. And that's I had that when I was like 19 years old. And, so it just kind of changed my perspective on beer. I started getting into it pretty hard in college. And when I got out of college, there was a brewery, the first brewery I worked for, Old Dominion in Northern Virginia, that they posted up a job in the window for packaging. I was out of work from college. I didn't have a job lined up yet. So I figured, why not work at a brewery, get some free beer, and
hey.
Hang out. And it
that
just
sounds like a dream that I had one time.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's we always say we're living the dream. I guess that's where that come from. But
now we've tried your pale, the Drifter,
okay,
or the Ghost Drifter Pale Ale.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. It's got the hops I'm looking for. I Great. Really like. I'm more of an IPA guy. Mm-hmm. I love IPAs, but this is we're right. If I don't want an IPA that's overpowering, this is what I would go to. It's right there. You get it, sweet up front and. You got that IPA finish at the end.
Yeah, it toes the line between a pale ale and an IPA for sure. Mm. It's what we call hop bursting, where a lot of our bitterness is coming from some later additions and the higher volumes of hops in the kettle. So you get a lot of aroma packed in there, but the bitterness is only 35 IBUs, so it's definitely approachable like a pale ale or a session IPA.
Yeah.
And where do you and your colleagues come up with the names of these brews? I love it. I love the way the
Ghost Drifter, and then you got
it's outside of the box.
What is it? Crazy Penguin Vanilla Porter?
Psycho Penguin.
Psycho Penguin.
Psycho Penguin.
Yeah, that's a fan favorite, I think. I think a lot of the original names, definitely the two guys that founded this place are our co-owners, and it was a lot of their life experiences and their fun together that went into those original names, the Ghost Drifter, the Psycho Penguin. As a team, really, we put the names together right now, and it's usually kind of whoever gets the inspiration on anything. So our most recent beer that came out, the Resolute Red, came out on January 7th in the midst of what I like to call the hangover months of the year, where people, you know, have New Year's resolutions, stop drinking, and I didn't want the party to stop, so
and
we made another beer.
That's awesome. Well, hey, that's perfect.
Reds seem to be making a resurgence right now, or it's a scene right now. I really like Reds too. It's another one right after IPAs that I like. And I like the ones that they mix the IPAs with the red, like Deschutes does with their Red Chair. I like that one.
Red Seal Ale is a nice American ale from North Coast again too. And I thought, you know, it's wintertime here in Colorado. I'd spent the last 6 years in sunshine, warm weather, no endless summer, you know. So I wasn't quite used to the cold, and I needed a little bit more maltier IPA to kind of get through the winter months.
You got something to get you through, though. As far as the tap house itself and the brewery itself, what sets this place aside from others that you've seen that you've worked for?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason we're called Odyssey Beer Works is that, you know, the idea is that life is a journey, right? And we want to be part of that. Part of that for ourselves, you know, have this be part of our journeys. And also, anybody that comes in here, you know, whether we get a really diverse mix of people. In fact, last night we have a group that comes in and knits on Tuesday night and drinks beer the whole time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then we have, you know, like a Fat Tuesday party, which is going to be just kind of nuts and off the hook. So, so we really take a whole wide spectrum of people, and we just want to, you know, we want to connect with you. We want to connect with our clients and say, here you go, here's our beer, what's going on in your life, and how can we be
not just do you like our beer, it's what's going on. Yeah. We want to connect.
How can our beer be part of your life? How can your life be part of us and our beer?
Another outside of the box aspect.
They have cool ways of doing it with your canning. You guys offer to come in and can with us.
We have a whole group of volunteers that come in and help us out. It's usually about 2 or 3 hours in the morning during the week. and we send people packing with nice perks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you can sign up for that at odysseybearworks.com, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we have a canning mailing list, and that's a good way to come out, get introduced to the company, you know, and the beers that we make and how they're made. Because, you know, generally we're always running it with a couple of staff members that are there to talk to you about how the beer is made.
Oh, yeah. And the seasonals is another thing I wanted to ask you about. What are the seasonals out right now that you have?
So right now we're still on our winter seasonal, which is No Safe Harbor. It's okay. A Baltic Porter, which is a very, very strong dark ale, but not quite like an Imperial Stout, not as roasty, a little sweeter, and it's a lager fermentation, so it tends to be a little bit cleaner than an Imperial Stout would. That would be the Baltic right here.
Right.
Let's take a sip of this.
So that's a 9.4% alcohol. Ooh, it's a heavy hitter, and it's one that is, just a perfect winter seasonal. So we're still on that. Now we got coming out in the spring, we have a dry Irish stout called Odishe, which is Gaelic for Odyssey.
Yeah, interesting
smell. And that is, kind of to tie into the spring. St. Patrick's Day is kind of the renewal of beer drinking in this country, so we'll time it out nice with that.
Well, you guys also have the Scottish ale that's on year round, too. Right?
Yeah, the Clan Warrior is a Scotch ale. It's also very strong, upwards of 9%. And that is produced year round in cans, draft.
And I have the Scottish one we're try. This is the one I would like to try. Yeah. But Joe, we don't want to take up too much more of your time. We do thank you very much for spending some time with us. Alex, did you have another question?
Yeah, before you leave, I wanted to get your favorite beer here at Odyssey right now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll give the classic, the one in my hand.
All right.
The one in your hand.
So it's
my favorite.
So it's any of them.
Hey, we'll take it.
And that just means they're all good. If the brewmaster likes them all, that means they're good.
That means they're good beers.
Yes.
Yep.
And he can't pick a favorite.
As he's got one in his hand.
Yeah, what are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking the red IPA.
Oh, awesome, nice. Awesome.
Nice. Well, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe, very much. We appreciate it.
Yep.
And we'll be seeing you again sometime for sure.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Joe the Brewmaster Savage here at Odyssey Brewworks Brewery and Tap Room.
Yes.
Ooh. Wow, that was fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Yes, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Jeremy, for letting us have Joe for a little bit.
And thank you, Odyssey Brewworks.
Thank you, Odyssey Brewworks, for letting us be here. I'm about to try the Scotch, which I've been talking about since we got here. I want to try this Scotch ale and see what we get here from this.
Now, I have to say, every beer I have tried, I have liked.
Actually,
there's not been a bad one.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that one. It's been pretty good.
So far, I agree with Joe. Any beer in my hand from this place, I would be happy with.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, what is this one here? I can't quite.
But that seasonal, I did like that seasonal. It's got a sweetness to it.
Oh, that was a Scottish one.
Never mind. It's got a sweetness to it that's up front, and it's almost, you can't tell that it's 9.4%. You can't tell.
No, that's what surprised me. Normally, you would expect that bitterness if it's a 9.4 beer. But it wasn't bitter at all. It tastes really, really good, actually. And I don't know what more you could ask for a beer on, especially...
That Scottish ale's got a nice,
strong,
smoky finish.
It's very smoke.
That's what I was saying. Like, it's got a good smoky finish.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Like it roasted over the campfire for a little bit.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's exactly what it is.
What else do we got over here, Alex?
Let's see.
This coffee, what?
Coffee stout.
Oh, dude, I gotta try that because I am a coffee lover. So let's see what we got.
I'll try that.
Oh, and it smells exactly like coffee.
And that Scotch Ale is the Clan Warrior Scotch Ale.
Try that. Coffee.
The coffee stout?
Yes. I know you drink coffee, Alex, so you might. It definitely has that coffee taste. But
it's got the smell up front, too.
Yes, but it's more of an aftertaste when you taste the coffee. Mm. It's at the end.
It's good, though. Mm-hmm. It's smooth. Like
black coffee.
Yeah.
It's like black coffee. Black coffee with a hoppy taste to it.
Yeah, it's good.
Let's see, man. You guys, we've almost tried we got 3, 6, 9, 12 beers here.
We haven't tried the Nitro.
We haven't tried
the TRP.
Nitro or the TRIP, is that what we got?
The Trip, yes.
Trip.
Actually, that's not bad. The coffee one? Thought it was going to be a little worse.
Man, I really like that Resolute Red. I just tried that
one. The Resolute Red, okay.
Oh, man.
So, and that Resolute Red is that's their seasonal, right? No, this the Baltic is their
seasonal. Again, this is their newest one.
Okay, that's right. Baltic is their seasonal. That'll be out until the spring. Mm. Once spring comes around, it'll probably go away. But their newest beer they have brewed is the Resolute Red, and it actually is very smooth. It goes down wet. Mm-hmm. It's not doesn't have a dry finish to it at all. It's kind of more of a foamy, more of a foamy beer than I thought would have expected to.
A little airy,
but
a lot
I don't mind it. It's I don't good. Mind it. Kind of like drinking a soda. Mm-hmm. And this here is the Hate, the Hefe.
No, the Hefeweizen.
We have the Hefe.
The Hefeweizen.
The holistic Hef.
You want to know what Hefeweizen stands for? I'll give you a little.
The heliocentric. It's the heliocentric Hefeweizen.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a big hef person, but this looks not too. Hefs are generally weedy beers, and they're
it's kind
very
of
filling.
It definitely has a chalky finish.
Yeah.
No fun fact about what Hefeweizen stands for in German.
What's that?
Yeast wheat. And I'm a big fan of Hefeweizen, so.
Oh, that's good.
Now, again, we are here at the Odyssey
Brew
Works. It's
got a good like, citrus flavor to it.
Citrusy. Yeah. Very citrusy. There's definitely.
Oh, yeah. It's got a good way to go down smooth. I want to finish this.
Okay, yeah. You finish that.
He gets
Casey.
That one.
All right, we're here at Odyssey Brew Works Brew House Tap Room. We're sitting right next to the brewery itself. We're amongst the customers as they are starting to fill in as people get off work. They have t-shirts. Hats
that you can get growlers filled here. They fill up growlers. It's different depending on what type of beer you would like to get, but they do offer that. So bring in your growler if you'd like that, or buy one from them. They sell both the container it comes in and the beer that they fill it with.
I would hope so.
And don't forget to come in on Mondays. They have beer bingo where you can get free
beer. Yeah.
In the mornings you can volunteer to be a canner. Go away with a nice little thank you package when you get home. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's not much more you can offer as a tap room, beer house, brewery.
And it also looks like they got some local artists up here, and there's some pretty cool ones that they sell and or just to look at, man. I mean,
yeah, this is.
I think they have a rotating local artist.
It's tucked in a quiet place, so it's not too close to the highway. You don't hear too much commotion going on. It's not too loud in here as far as an echo. The employees are the most friendly people you can imagine. They're here to just have fun with you. They're not here to work with you. They're here
to enjoy the time.
Exactly.
And that's what beer's for. Enjoy the moment. They've got a good patio to come in here for the summer, so check it out in the summer for sure.
Yeah, and in the summer it definitely gets busy. You'll see a lot of people here. I'm going to go ahead and try this Trip.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a pretty close to a lager.
Yeah.
It has a lot of mixtures of a lager. But it does not taste like a lager. It's kind of on the other side. What am I trying to think of?
Oh, it's sweet. It's almost like a half.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
It's very similar to that. Very similar to that. Mm. Go ahead and try that. What's the last there?
So Alex? This is their Nitro.
The last sample beer here.
There's
the
no
Nitro.
CO2 in this.
No CO2.
So,
okay.
Not sure if it's cask condition, but most Nitros are.
And that's more of like a Guinness type beer then?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be, it's dark, nice and dark.
It's all you.
Ooh, that's nice.
Definitely a Guinness-y type beer.
Almost.
Huh?
Is that almost like a Guinness?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'll
it's a lot better than Guinness, though.
Oh, whoa, a lot better. Now, that's saying a lot now.
Which is good Odyssey Brew House.
Yes. It's similar to Guinness, but I like the taste to it. And me being Irish. Don't get me wrong. I've had my fair share of
absolutely. If you love good beer, we can
ooh,
be...
That's not strong at all. That's pretty smooth.
Yeah.
We are bear witnesses. If you love great beer, good beer, you got to get yourself down to the Odyssey Brew House Tap Works in Arvada, right off I-70 in Sheridan, tucked back in a little corner.
Mm-hmm.
The address is 5535 West 56th Avenue. It's, you can't miss it when you drive all the way into the back.
You can take beers home. They offer the they sell their cans here. They also, like I said, mentioned before, they sell growlers. So get your growler filled here. They got a pretty cool one that they offer that keeps your beer cold for more than 24 hours, even if you leave it out in the sun. It's a hydro flask growler. It's 64 ounces, and it is double wall vacuum insulated, so it keeps that beer nice and cold all day long for you. And come here, get that from them. They got their emblem on it. Pick it up, get it filled up, and come try this great beer we're trying. All the beers we've tried have been great.
They also offer a expedition pack. It's a mixed pack featuring their 4 year-round beers plus a couple of featured beers that they have here. It comes in, it looks like, what's a 24-pack of beer for $19.50, which is...
Not bad at all.
It's not bad at all.
And their year-round beers are the heliocentric Hefeweizen, the Ghost Drifter Pale Ale, which was one of my favorites trying today, was the Ghost Drifter.
I did like the Ghost Drifter.
The Psycho Penguin. Vanilla Porter, which is a great vanilla porter, nice and smooth, very good. And the Clan Warrior Strong Scotch Ale, which is up there, tied right there with the Drifter for me,
and
the Ghost Drifter.
I would have to say my two favorites today that we tried were the Pale, which would be the Ghost Drifter, I believe.
Yes.
And the Lager that we tried, which is, I don't believe, their seasonal beer.
You're jumping ahead of me. I was going to ask you guys what's your favorite so far.
Hey, well, there you go. Casey, what did you partake in mostly?
I'm always a Hefeweizen guy. I love the Hefeweizen.
Yeah, I'm not a big Hefeweizen fan, but that one is nice and smooth. Not too filling. Most Hefeweizens, I can only have like two.
So maybe you can only, maybe you might be able to drink a little bit too much of the Hefeweizen.
Yes, but very good. I like all the beers that I've tried today here. They good line up here. Great atmosphere. Nice and big. It's filling up now, so it's getting a little bit noisier. And it's not even, 5 o'clock yet?
No, not even. And keep in mind, you can find 421 Nights Media Production and follow all our podcasts and keep up with all our information on Twitter at 421_Nights, Facebook.com/421Nights. And you can also visit our website at 421nights.wordpress.com.
And that's Nights with a K?
Nights with a K, correct. 421 Nights with a K.
You can also find us on iTunes, too.
You can also find us on iTunes, the Colorado Radio Brewcast. There'll be multiple podcasts other than the Brewcast coming. Much more information and more Brewcasts to come every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Keep in tuned every Wednesday night for that podcast to show up on iTunes for the Brewcast.
Yeah, this is our first one, and we're excited to bring you the beers of Colorado and get which one. So far, right now, we've just been to Odyssey, but there will be much more coming, folks.
And it has been very nice here at Odyssey Brewworks. It's very cozy. It's not. It's a great place to come to. You got to come try it out. I'm sure every brewery go to will have a different feel, but it'll be still homey in the same way. I can't wait to get out and try more beers. They have all the information you need on every beer they also have. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy.
They have all the information that you need and have on their beers, and as far as alcohol percentage, prices, you can take home whatever you want in their beer, what size of their beer. They have just a little cooler with cans of beer in it. I mean, what more could you ask for?
And you can connect with the Odyssey Beer Works on the internet at www.odysseybeerworks.com. You can find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/odysseybeerworks, or hit them up on Twitter at www.twitter.com/odysseybeerworks, and let them know you heard it here on the Beercast if you do try and connect with them. But yeah.
Well, I got a question. Since we all tasted these and we have our favorites, is there something that could be better from all this selection here?
I don't know.
You know, me being not so much of a beer person, I don't think I have a right to say yet.
I would have I think I would have liked a true IPA to taste. Me just being an IPA drinker.
That is true.
Because they didn't have a true IPA.
A full-on IPA. Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
What about you, Casey?
I'm not really too big of a fan of vanilla.
Okay.
But it wasn't bad, though. I'm not going to say it's bad. I'm not a fan
Just not your favorite.
Just not my favorite.
I did not mind the vanilla at all. I actually am going to finish this up here, so.
Oh, yeah. Go right for it.
Okay. Well, guys.
It's been great.
For our very first Brewcast here on Colorado Radio, Brewcast 421 Nights Media Production. I'm D. Cody Hill.
I'm Alex Johnston.
We got Casey producing over here. We got to thanks Odyssey Brew Works, Tap House and Brewery.
Joe the Savage Brewmaster.
Bro the Savage Brewmaster and Jeremy the Manager and all these great people here who let us talk about things and just take in their honest-to-goodness peopleness.
Yes. Come down to Odyssey Beer Works sometime and be sure to stay tuned for the next Beercast, Brewcast, with your host, Cody Hill and Alex Johnson.
On Colorado Radio.
This has been a 421 Nights Media Production.